How Krishna has sent me here? What has been part for you? What is the mission of Swami V. Bhaktivedanta Swami? And why he has called me? Could you tell something about and what is it? I request him to speak something.
नमस्ते सरस्वती देव गौरवाणीचारिणेशेषिकारीकाय चक्षुरमृगं श्रीगुरव जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौर भक्तवृंदम वंशकपतिश्च कृपसिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो महाराज इज request, I'm given such a great honor. I'll do my best to say a few words of introduction. As some of you know, that I spend some time with astrology, and I have studied the position of the devotees, many of the devotees. I see a lot of devotees here that I know quite well, even astrologically. I studied ISKCON, and I've also studied the times. It's the nature of an astrologer to study the times in which he lives so that he can understand the nature of things and the nature of events. In fact, every day you're supposed to wake up and pay homage to the planet so that you can understand what is their purpose in the service of Krishna. And some time ago, I have also been gifted with a great opportunity of having the chart of Maharaj. So by some incredible blessing, I have some small insight into what is happening. It's a very difficult thing to look at your life and see that you're actually part of history. Usually we're living our lives in such a way that we're not very conscious of the greater events that surround us and the things that are impacting the lives of other people around us. But that's actually what's happening here today. What's happening with the visit of Maharaj is a historical event that, in my humble opinion, is ordained by the Supreme Lord and the Parampara to help the devotees in their individual spiritual lives and to, if you will, make them powerful again. I have an old colleague here, Jadarani, another Jadarani, and she may remember, I think around 1975, Prabhupada was giving some lectures in Venice Beach in Los Angeles. I think Sita was there as well, actually. And Prabhupada gave a series of lectures. It took about a week, and he said that ISKCON would save humanity. He said, actually, this Hare Krishna movement, where is exactly where? This Hare Krishna movement will save humanity at its darkest hour. And he lectured for about a week on that subject. And I won't go into the details of what is that darkest hour, because some of us have had a taste of it already. But the theme of the darkest hour is that everybody loses their soul. everybody forgets their identity as spiritual being and a servant of Krishna. And in many ways, that darkest hour is dawning. The devotees in general have had many challenges, individually and collectively. And after all is said and done, the devotees have done remarkably well, almost miraculously, in facing the onslaughts of negativity which have attempted to keep them down. But we need a hand. It's a heavy burden. It's a heavy challenge. And more importantly, our hearts are yearning individually and collectively, if I can speak in that way for everyone. Our hearts are yearning for association like we once knew. I feel that that association has come in the form of Maharaj's visit to the West. I will be a bit presumptuous and say that my studies have led me to believe that the aching hearts of the devotees, the aching hearts of humanity, are thirsting for this kind of association. And this kind of association is not a sectarian type of association. It is not a religious structure. It is not a philosophy made into a corporation. It's a heart thing. It's a feeling thing. All of you here, most of you here, or many of you here, have been devotees a long time. And you know what is the power of Krishna, what is the power of the parampara, what is the power of the philosophy. And I believe that we're all looking for validation. We're all looking for validation in our spiritual lives. And we're all looking for validation to say, do the work, whatever it is, however big, however small, in whatever way we can do it. We should do it in a mood of brotherhood, in a mood of mutual love and mutual affection. So, to turn back the tide of that dark hour, I believe that a great heart has come amongst us to share an abundant love. And I think it's just a wonderful opportunity for us to open our hearts to Maharaj, to Krishna, actually to each other. And to anybody else who's not in the room. No matter what their attitude is, or no matter what their misunderstanding may be, we live in a world of misunderstanding. And something has to fight that misunderstanding, and what better way to fight misunderstanding than to love? Love is a verb. Love is an action. Love is the kind of thing that makes aged sadhu travel outside of their home, outside of their place of intimate relation with Krishna, to come to us. But they come for a reason, because you're living history. Each one of you, in one form or another, in one capacity or another, has a job to do. And I feel Maharaj has come here to touch us all in some way, to encourage us, and to guide us. In not a way that makes us change camps or change colors or change labels or any of that, but just in a way that says we're all part of Krishna and we all have a job to do. And I think I've said about enough, as I should say. So I will just say that I'm really honored to be given this chance to say something, and that I feel that it's a wonderful thing to see history in the making.
Very nice. ध्यानसिंहस्य ध्यानञ्जनशलाकय चतुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे त्वं सकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णसेनप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्सिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताजन And then my holy master lecture is after this one, Krishna Bhakti Prasanta Shurushan was bosom friend of Swami, and also he was given renounce order by my guru. So first of all, I am giving my heart pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my guru. I am giving the same to my Sikharu, Nitya Lila Prasanta Vishnu Parasitam Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He lived so many years with me, and he has kindly allowed me to serve him. When there was no ISKCON at all, so no birth of ISKCON, no devotee. He was like a spade digger, giving him all dignities, everything, and then he came to me. At Keshavji Gaudiya Math Mathura, at that time, he served fully to me. He was translating at that time Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He especially at Plant Srimad Bhagavatam in three cantos that he took with him in Western countries with Gita. He told me at that time, when I will go to Western countries, I will try to manage a boarding of voyage and I will manage to give whatever they want. Even if they want eggs, meat, wine, and supplies also. But there will be one condition. You will have to chant daily one Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I am so much afraid that in no time it will be totally changed. And he has done so many to you. All alone. He told me to accompany him in Western countries. But anyhow, I was serving my holy master at that time. So I requested him that. After that some time, I made blind birth. At that time, please forgive me. And he came alone. But even at that time, I had done so many services in Delhi. I helped him to send all his books, utensils, see the grass, madanga, sarta, and when he did anything, he used to write him. He has given me so many letters. I think that when he used to go from one town to another city, and preaching, he certainly he not forget to give a letter to me. So, I'm fortunate to have something. And also at the time, last time, he called me in Vrindavan. And he gave me an opportunity to serve him. He told that you should give your Sangha and try to help them. I know that they have not been native. So many things are there within them. They are not even had become so pure hearted. As in Rupa Goswami has told in his Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Anna Bhilasita Sunyam, Jnana Dharmat Jana Pratam Ankulena Krishnam Sindham. Up to you. They have not come to that level. So you should. I request you to help. I told you. I will never forget you. It's the order. And without any gain, I always from my core of heart, I will try to, not try, but I will try my best to practice what you have told. And then I told him that I want to tell something to your disciples. At once, all the senior devotees, Samal Krishna, Jaya Patanka Maharaj, Brahmananda, Bhagavan Nath, and all others, he called off. Sit down and listen. I told them, Swami Maharaj has come for a very, very big mission. He is not an ordinary person. He has come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Sanatana, in that line. And he has only come to give the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Anarpit Charim Chirat Karunya Vatera Nandala, this divine love. You know, there are not so many religions. Only one religion. For all living beings, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavat, in Gita, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that they have known many so much religion. We are the part and parcel of Krishna. We are the servant of Krishna. The divine love is only the religion of whole beings. That's the future. We see that all are not Hindu. We see that all are not Christian. We see that all are not Buddhist. If they change, Buddhist and become Hindu, or Hindu becomes Christian, they may be alive. These are bodily system of setting our life. Actually, these are not a religion. Religion cannot be separated from a living being. Without this, without religion, we cannot live in a moment. We can live without air. We can live without water. We can live without mind. We can live without anything, but without brain, I love, we cannot live. We'll have to realize. We see this love in any way. Even in tigers, because of tigers and lions, in any way that pain is there. They are eating men, human beings and all other animals, but they have so much have love for their wife and children. If a lion is taking this the rough blood of anyone, and he is so furious, ferocious. At the same time, if the skill will still come, and that will
jump over his neck.
That here and do like this and this, that is very weak. They will never attack their child. And why? The ants have also the same mode of love. So love is everywhere. But now, conditioned souls. Love has been what?
Perverted.
Perverted. Like water, perverts and snow. The same thing happens. Jivarasarupa is the Krishna Das. And Krishna is the ocean of love. Endless. So deep. Anyone cannot measure it. And especially the love of Srimati Radhika or gopis, more deep and more endless than Krishna's strength. We should not follow to have a frame like Krishna, because he is the object of love. We are not object of love. We cannot be the object of love. We are by constitution. We are the servants of Krishna. Servants of Srimati Radhika, Dasi of Radhika. So love is of better quality in Srimati Radhika and in gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this love attention. There are two kinds of souls. Liberated souls and
conditioned souls.
Liberated soul serving Krishna in Vrindavan, serving Mathuresh Krishna, Dwarkadesh Krishna in Dwarka, some serving in Vaikunth Narayan, Sri Ram, and Bhagavan. They have never come to this world, never and never, because Gita and all our epics and bona fide books are telling like this. Yadgatva na nivartante tat dham paramam mama. Yadgatva, going there, never falls down, no chance, because there is no maya in Vaikunth, and moreover, more than that, in Golok Vrindavan, no maya is there, only yoga maya. No mahamaya is there. So there is no effect of maya. It can affect on only conditioned souls. That is when told, Krishna bhuli dehi jeev anadi bahirmukh. Give expression, anadi bahirmukh. We are anadi bahirmukh. We have not come down from there. Sometimes to make this so easy, Samir has told. And all Sastra has told like this. But we'll have to go deep, so deep. Swamiji has told so many things, so many that never deep and come from. But there is no way to make understand all these persons who have no so no all these things. Like a boy is waiting. I'm telling that, oh, see, on the branch of this tree, moon is there. Very near, and you should go and waiting like this, but moon is not there. It is very far from there. So Sastra has told like this. Same thing that Swamiji has told. That Krishna Bhuli Seji Anadi Bahiru. That divine love has been changed and self gratification has come. This is also a vikrita,
perverted
divine love. Anyone wants to love him, without love we cannot live a moment. That is why he prepare in Rupa Goswami speaking, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving in Prayag and Allahabad, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was getting his chickens to Sanatana Goswami, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda made at Godavari, they discussed the same thing. How this divine love can be given to all? Because this is Swarup Dharma. This is the dharma of
soul.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world only to give this. Without any cost and creed, those who will tell that I am of this is sufficient. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has met no disciple at all. You see, Sanatana Goswami has no disciple. Ji Goswami has no disciple, Rupa Goswami has no disciple, only one Ji Goswami. And not like us, that fire jug was done and he blew air in the air of
Ji
Goswami. Not like this. Disciple, bona fide disciple is he who accepts the teaching and characteristics of life, his most interior, most outwardly, most everything. Like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are telling that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Holy Master, he is our Guru. That acceptance fully Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What fully? What is the meaning of fully? Rupa Goswami has told everywhere, especially in Bhaktivinoda. We should try to go deep in this slope. Anna Bhilasita Sunyam Nyankam Adi Anantasam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti. And compare it with Anartati Charin Kirat Tarunyavatirana Kalav Samarpaitum Unnatojjala Sansa Bhakti Shiyam Harihapurat Sundar Guti Kadamba Sandeepita Sada Hidaya Kandare Spuratume. We should know that there are so many kinds of bhakti. So many kinds. Father bhakti, mother bhakti, desh bhakti, that means country bhakti, the bhakti of Shiva, Lord Shiva, the bhakti of
Ganesh,
Durga, Ganesh, bhakti of Vaikuntha, bhakti of Narayan, bhakti of Dwarkadish, bhakti of Nandanandan, bhakti of friends of Siddham Subham, and bhakti of love and affection of Gopikant, not only Gopikant, Moreover, Radha Kant, Namaskuru. Yes, told in this slope, Krishna Karsana Sindho Dhinbandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Descendant to this world, not only as a Krishna, but combined with Madhira. Second, his most, his all powers, his her beauty, everything. And now he was so much more. Even then, what he was in Krishna pastime, there he was the son of Yashoda Arman. But here, he is combined with Radhika and Krishna together, conjugal love. In Krishna time, he could have given only what he has prayed. He has only tested all. He has not gotten the method how to have this. Radhika, his sakhis, his palyadas, his sir, they know how to serve Krishna. Krishna does not know how to serve me. वो सबके भोग्य हैं, भोक्ता हैं,
ही इंजीनियर, सुप्रीम इंजीनियर, सुप्रीम इंजीनियर,
एंड वी आर ऑल
टू बी एंजॉयड बाय हिम,
बट मोस्ट सुप्रीम इंजॉयड इज इफ यू वांट टू बी इंजॉयड बाय कृष्णा एंड टू सर्व कृष्णा यू विल हैव टू लर्न एवरीथिंग एबीसीडी फ्रॉम द दासीज ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड राधिका अदर दिस कैनट Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anarpita charin chirat karuneya vatavina. In any his manifestation, he has not